Now, Kerry County Council says it's getting tough on dog owners who don't clean up their pet's poop. Have a listen.
We accept that Kerry is a beautiful county, which has spectacular beaches, amazing towns and villages, great town parks, fantastic greenways, and that Killarney National Park is a remarkable place. But we shouldn't have to accept dealing with your dog's waste. You are responsible for your dog. Pick up after your pet. Bag it, bin it. It's the law.
Now, that is the thrust of a new campaign by Kerry County Council. They are warning that during this month of May, they are focusing, there's a focus on a new enforcement effort to tackle dog owners who, to make sure they clean up after their pets and to make them, make sure they get the message that it is their responsibility to clean up their dog's poop. Kerry County Council saying that over the coming weeks, there will be a coordinated and targeted campaign by enforcement officers and litter wardens to patrol problem areas and public amenities as well, in order to highlight the issue, to advise and caution dog owners and issue fines where appropriate. We're joined on the line by the Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Fine Gael Councillor Michael Foley. Good morning to you, Michael. Thanks for joining us this morning. Kerry County Council is certainly talking tough when it comes to targeting owners and making sure owners clean up after their dogs. But is this all talk when a report shows that back in 2024, for example, just two fines were issued in Kerry for dog fouling?
Yeah, good morning, Tristan. Good morning to your listeners. You know, like as you said, Kerry County Council is running an awareness campaign during the month of May on the scourge of dog fouling in public places, and I suppose telling the responsibility of dog owners to clean up after their pets. And the message is going to be very simple: bag it and bin it. As you said, this will be done through social media, and there will be a coordinated target campaign by enforcement officers and litter wardens to patrol problem areas and public communities in order to highlight the issue. I just want to emphasise, look, the vast majority of dog owners are very responsible in this area, but unfortunately there is a minority who are not so responsible. So this campaign, I suppose, will be targeted at this group of people to make them aware of their responsibility as pet owners. Kerry County Council works very closely with tidy towns groups and voluntary groups, and ourselves as councillors, we often get complaints from the public out there of, where people are walking their dogs and they're not picking up after them. It's like, I suppose we're all aware that what happens when you step into it, or if it gets onto a pram or a bicycle or anything like that, it is a scourge. And I suppose Kerry County Council now is just making people aware of this, that will happen in the month of May. And, we have to be aware as well, it's an offence under the Litter Pollution Act in 1997. And offenders can face a fine of up to €150. And if it isn't paid, it could go up to €4,000. So, we have to look after our public spaces. It's for everyone. It's just not for dog owners, I suppose. But as I said, look, the vast majority of dog owners are very responsible, and we can see that in our parks and they pick it up. But it's just the minority that has to be targeted and stopped.
And coming back to my first question to you, Councillor Michael Foley, back in 2024, Kerry County Council only issued two fines for dog fouling. And actually, that was pretty good when you compare it to the national rate, because there were actually 14 other local authorities who didn't hand out any fines for dog fouling at all in 2024. So, comparatively speaking, Kerry County Council was doing quite well in 2024 for issuing just two fines, but still, nonetheless, two fines. This campaign, it's first of all, it's very much, obviously, there's an information and awareness campaign, but I'm just wondering, is it, will it actually get tough? I mean, for all the value in warning people and reminding people of their responsibilities as dog owners, will it actually yield results in the sense of will it be actually able to catch owners who don't clean up for their dogs? Because let's be honest, it's very hard to do that, to catch a dog, to catch a dog owner who hasn't cleaned up after his dog.
Yeah, well, I suppose the only way to do it is you'd have to patrol these areas, the problem areas. I suppose Kerry County Council is very aware of certain areas that are of issue in this matter. So the enforcement officer and litter wardens will be very visible during the month of May. And hopefully, unfortunately, I suppose, to reinforce this, you have to make an example of someone. By issuing those fines. And I think going forward, Kerry County Council will have to be more vigilant about this and be more aware of these areas. And I suppose they have to be more visible. The enforcement officers will have to be there as well. You can't be there all the time.
No, I mean, it's very hard to catch a dog when nature calls and the owner doesn't clean up after the animal.
But if you're doing, just spot checks, and people are aware that the possibility of the enforcement officer or the litter wardens can be in the area, maybe that will help things. Like, I suppose it is all about awareness as well and making people aware. Do you know, like I said, look, the vast majority of dog owners are responsible. It's just the minority that really don't care. They're the ones that will have to be targeted. And, you know, it is like if you even walk along our streets, a lot of our streets in any village, you know, you will come across dog fouling, you know, and it's something that it's horrible to see. It's horrible for our visitors coming to the country as well. And I hope this campaign will really make this awareness about it. I think there's a very good, you played the clip there, the social media clip. It is very good. And I suppose we all have to be responsible for it. And it is hard, if you see this happening, to walk up to someone and say, you wouldn't mind, are you going to pick that up? Maybe we have to do more of that as well ourselves. We all have to take responsibility for it. But I hope this campaign yields what it's set out to do.
And would you encourage people to report, to report dog fouling if they've seen someone not clean up after their dog? Maybe they've gone to the person and said, you need to clean up after your dog. That person ignores them. Would you encourage people to contact Kerry County Council and report it then?
Well, yeah, they can if they want to, but I don't know, around the legal side of it, can Kerry County Council issue a fine on someone reporting someone to doing it? I'm not sure about that. I'd say the enforcement officer would have to see it themselves happening, you know, rather than a member of the public. I'm not aware, not 100% sure about that now, about the legality around that. But it can be awkward for the public as well to approach someone, you know, to say, you know, sometimes some people it's easier said than done, you know, but you know, it's just, we have to make people aware of it. And I think making an example of someone is probably one of the ways, you know. Unfortunately, someone will be get caught and they'll have to be an example shown there.
Kerry County Council, Michael, has sent us up-to-date figures for fines issued as a result for not cleaning up dog fouling. There were 12 fines issued for dog fouling in 2025. And actually, we have more up-to-date figures. 12 fines were issued for dog fouling and not cleaning up after your dog in 2025 were issued by Kerry County Council. Can I ask you finally, Michael, your thoughts on this? This was raised by your party colleague, Aoife Kennelly, back in February. She was calling for a dog DNA database, which would be able to, this was also in terms of attacks on livestock, but she said it could also tackle dog fouling. And she said that Leitrim County Council previously ran a pilot in 2021 in an effort to track pet owners who don't clean up after their animals. And similar ideas about a dog DNA database have been raised since then. Huh. She asked Kerry County Council to examine the feasibility of introducing a dog DNA database so that if one finds, if an enforcement officer or litter warden from the council finds the offending poop on the street or wherever, that it would be able to trace back the pooch and then their owner. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it is a good idea. It's a great idea by Aoife. I suppose a lot of work will have to go into it as well. You'll have to have labs checking the feces, and but it's a good idea. If that happened, people would really would really make sure that they pick up their dog fouls, and that's a great idea. Like, go back again, look, or the message is going to be clear by Kerry County Council to bag it and bin it. And if that helps as well, it's a great idea. But I suppose a lot of time would have to go into it as well of testing it. And, I suppose every dog has to be microchipped now as well. I wonder what's the stats on how many dogs are actually microchipped, mm-hmm. So it's based around that as well. But that would be a good idea.
And a meeting at Dunleary Rathdown County Council in January also discussed Leitrim's pilot scheme of the dog DNA database in an effort to combat dog fouling, whereby people don't pick up after their dog. And that county council in Dublin, they found that the approximate cost of sampling each dog in the Leitrim pilot was €100. So that has to be factored in costs as well, in terms of, as you mentioned there, testing.
That can be passed on to the person that that done the fouling as well. So why not? If it's €150 of fine, why not make it €250? To cover the cost of testing the feces, it's a good idea. If it stops it, brilliant. We all see it everywhere, as they say again, and it's not nice, it's not sightly, it's unsightly.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Fine Gael Councillor Michael Foley, on a new campaign by Kerry County Council. It's a new enforcement effort and social media campaign to address the scourge of dog fouling in public places. And driving home, that is the responsibility of dog owners to clean up after their pets. Big bag it and bin it is the message.